96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News time is 8:26. It's Newsmaker 2 time here on a Tuesday. And we're pleased to have on the KVOE Sutherland studio line with us here this morning, Kansas Association of School Boards Executive Director Brian Jordan.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you all this morning?
We're doing well, Brian. What's going on today?
Well, I just got in last night from working out with the board and getting ready to kick off the day. And it's a day full of doing what we do at the association, going out, and I'll be working with another school board later this afternoon, and over the noon hour, meeting with some of our partners. So, busy day.
How busy have you been since you were announced as executive director, and I guess maybe how has your workload changed here over the last few days?
Well, it's been a whirlwind. The KSB Board of Directors, for the last couple of years, we had a succession plan in place, knowing that a transition would happen with Dr. Heim eventually. And in my head, I guess, when that plan was being executed, I'd always assumed it would be a 30 to 60 day transition into the role, but it turned out to be a little shorter timeline than that. So right now I'm kind of in the world of wrapping up some projects and work that I've been doing in my previous role as the deputy director here and working in leadership services, to more the executive director role, which is a shift to the entire membership base versus just working with individual districts.
I would assume, though, Brian, working close with Dr. Heim over the years, the learning curve would not be that great. Would I be safe to assume that?
Well, I'm gonna go the positive route and say he's done a great job and has done a great job of giving me opportunities to learn the role and learn the ropes. And so, as I've said, I've worked with him for many years and picked up a lot of great qualities and leadership traits that I think will help me in this new role.
Brian, talk a little bit about, I guess, your journey through education. And, you know, obviously that worked through Northern Heights and Emporia before you went to the Kansas Association of School Boards just about a decade ago. Talk a little bit about really what got you interested in education as a career for you.
Well, I actually decided to get into education fairly late. It was the second semester of my junior year of college. I was a biology major, and I had just come off a semester where I'd had two lab classes. And you know, if you know anything about a college lab class, you pretty much sit in the lab for about 5 hours and stare in a microscope or run tests. And I decided there had to be something out there that would energize me a little more than doing that. And so I on my mom's side of the family, there is a long history of educators, and always had respected those folks and really saw the impact they were doing. They were those teachers that coached. They were involved in all the activities. They were also great with kids. And so that was intriguing to me. And that's actually how I got into education. So second semester, my junior year of college, I made the switch to high school or secondary education biology. And then I got my first teaching job at Washburn Rural High School here in Topeka. I wanted to be in a larger district because I'd spent my education as a student was in Beloit, Kansas, so a more rural, smaller school district, but I wanted to try and see what the larger districts would be like from a teaching perspective. Was there 1 year, and then Amy and I, which many of you know out there, got engaged, and she was working in Emporia at the time, and so that's what actually took us to the Emporia area, and I landed a science teaching job at Northern Heights. And in that time period is when I really began to start working on some of my leadership classes and got my master's then to become a principal and just continued that path. And actually, I remember my first evaluation meeting as a principal. I was meeting with Dr. Heim, and he comes in and sits down with me and says, well, when are you going to get your superintendent license? And I was in my first 3 months as a principal. So it was him kind of pushing and nudging me to look at that, because I really at that point hadn't thought about that next degree or that next step in my personal education. And so then I started that process. I think it was probably within the next year, and then just kept working on that and got opportunities there in the Emporia District to work at the district level as a district. I worked in the teaching and learning department for a couple of years with George Abel, who was a great mentor for me. And then I got the opportunity when Teresa Davidson became the superintendent to work as her assistant superintendent for human resources, and was able to do that a few years. And then we were at that point as a family where our kids were getting at the age where if we were going to stay put, we needed to stay put or we needed to move. And so this opportunity came available up here at KASB, and Amy is from Topeka area originally, and so the timing was right for the move to come to KASB. And so been here almost 10 years and worked in some different roles here, which have really given me a great understanding of what's going on in the state of Kansas, from the small rural districts all the way up to the large urban districts and kind of everything in between.
So how does this differ, your position with the Kansas Association of School Boards, Brian, other than being right in the schools itself as superintendent or principals? What is the difference? Obviously, you're working with school boards, but, you know, as far as a profession, what differs in this role?
Well, I think the biggest difference is we really, when we go to work with a school district, we're being asked to come out and support them and help them work through. Maybe it's a challenge, or maybe they're wanting to do something different and improve something. And so when we go out and work with a district, it's very specialized around a certain topic. So my background is in leadership development. So when I go out and work with a district, a lot of the work that I've been doing traditionally has been around strategic planning. I've been doing a lot of work recently around human resource departments and structure of those, and trying to help districts maximize their efficiency within those departments while still having a positive impact on students. So that's a little different than when you're in the district. You're pretty much wearing all of those hats at different points in time. And so we have the opportunity to go in and do really specialized work with the district, versus when you're in the district, you're kind of more that general practitioner as a person, then you're more of a specialist once you work for the association.
Yeah, people just hear the title, Kansas Association of School Boards. You actually not only work with school boards, but work with, as you just mentioned, Brian, districts themselves, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we spend a lot of time working with the Board of Education, and then our philosophy is, in order for the board to be effective, they've also got to have a great team that helps the board execute that vision and direction for the district. And so oftentimes we'll go work with the board developing that strategic plan or working on that structure that they want to develop, and then we'll spend some time working with the administrative team within the district, and sometimes that even includes lead teachers and parents to help put the plans in place. And so we take it from concept really down to trying to get that plan in place and implement that plan.
Brian, it sounds like you're about to launch into a tour here fairly shortly across the state, and getting a chance to talk with board members directly about what's going well for them and what may need to be changed. Before you launch onto that tour, though, what do you see here as far as potential adjustments here from KASB to serve your members better?
Well, I think one of the things that nobody would argue with is that our world looks different today than it did 24 months ago. And what we as an association did when that hit is we really had to change how we delivered our services, because as you all know, the state was locked down. And so we shifted services to a lot of online, we shifted to a lot of Zoom meetings and trying to work with districts that way. We've learned over this period of time, there's a time and place for that. But then there's also the need to still go out and sit down and work face-to-face or work in the same room with some of those teams. And so I think that's one of the pieces that we need to look at as an association, how we continue to evolve our services, because I feel like we're doing a fairly good job at doing both of those platforms and a blend of those two things. But I want us to continue to look at that, really make sure that it's still meeting the needs of the districts, and we're not just doing something because it's the easiest way to do it, but it's the right way to do it.
And talking with Kansas Association of School Boards Executive Director Brian Jordan on our Newsmaker 2 segment on KVOE. Well, Brian, you're in touch with school districts all over this state of ours. What are you hearing and what do you see, from your point of view, the biggest challenge or challenges, COVID aside, facing our school districts and education today here in Kansas?
Well, I think it's kind of regional, honestly, and it depends on where you're at in the state and the type and size of district that you're working with. There's different challenges. Number one challenge that's universal across districts is the staff shortage. So that would be one that really wouldn't be regional based. That is impacting everybody from your classified staff, so your paras, your teacher aides, your bus drivers, all the way up to even superintendents and principals. There's a shortage in education right now. And so that's something that we as an education community, not only Kansas Association of School Boards, but those other entities that have an interest in public education really need to start to think about creatively how we start to address that. So that's one that's really universal across the state. I think there's always a little bit of angst around school finance. We've been fortunate to have schools fully funded for the last few years. And I know that's going to be a topic that comes up for discussion here in about another year to 18 months, because the last year of that funding is going to be in place. I think it's 2024. And so that'll be something that brings some anxiety to folks. And we've done a really good job in Kansas of finding that right balance with the funding formula the last few years. So that's bringing some anxiety to folks, because as you get away from some of your more populated areas, they're seeing a decline in students, but their facilities, the programs that they want to offer, all of those costs continue to stay the same or rise. And so our funding process in Kansas is based on the number of students and the characteristics of those students and the assessed valuation of the properties within those school districts. And it's kind of a blend of those things that generates the funding. And so when you start to see a decline in students in some of those areas, your funding tends to decrease as well. And so I think that's a challenge when you get into to more rural areas where there's a declining enrollment, is how do they continue to provide a high-quality education for every student to prepare them for what's next in their step in life. I think the other big challenge that's universal, I said things were regional, but there is a lot of universal ones, is just the overall mental health of our students right now. This is probably COVID-related, or it's been COVID has put a spotlight on this or exacerbated this, but even before COVID was hitting, there were a lot of concerns in districts around the state around the mental health of their students. Districts were seeing an increase in needs on the social-emotional side for students, an increase in teen suicide rates, and that hasn't gone away over the last 2 years. In fact, it's gotten a little bit worse. And so how districts cope with that and support that? There's some districts out there I know over the last 3 or 4 years that have piloted some really unique programs with their county health agencies to try to bring in some additional supports for those students. So I think that's something that we're seeing also for our students across the state that need additional support. I could probably keep talking about
that
for hours, but next question, right?
Well, I've got one more here for you, Brian. I kind of flips the script on that last question. Kind of what do you see as far as the good things that are happening in education and maybe some of the opportunities that you know, we've talked about the negative impacts of COVID, but have there been some positive, at least, openings that COVID has provided for education over the last 20 months?
Yeah, I think Kansas public schools still provide a high-quality education. You go out and work in these buildings, you work with these boards of education. There is a passion in Kansas about keeping great public schools. And I know that sounds like, you know, cliche speak, but it is true. And so when you go out and work with these communities and they're feeling the effects of the last 2 years, they want to make sure that their kids get their needs met and those kids stay on track to be successful once they leave those school districts. And I can't think of a single place that I've been that hasn't just continued to come back to that and say, we've got to continue to meet these needs. So I'm feeling good about where we're at as far as the value of public education in Kansas. It's very high right now. The other great things that we're doing in education right now, and this is kind of a spin out of the COVID world that we're coming out of, is I think it kind of forced districts to look differently at what they were doing for students. And so we've seen some things innovate and change that maybe the urgency wasn't there prior to COVID, but COVID forced us to do some things differently around sharing of staff and looking at how students get their information. Traditionally, you know, the kid had to show up in the classroom and sit with the teacher for 45 minutes to 90 minutes and get their content. We've seen some districts look differently at how that model looks. That's also been coupled with what we've seen with our schools that are going through the redesign process that our State Department of Education has been pushing for the last couple of years. So I think we're seeing some things innovate and change, which are going to be good for kids. And I still believe we provide a high-quality public education here in the state.
Well, Brian, we appreciate your time this morning. Good to talk to you. Hopefully we can keep in touch, get you back on the air from time to time.
Absolutely. I always enjoy visiting with you all.
You know, and before you go, you mentioned your wife, Amy. You know, a lot of people around here know Amy from the Extension office and the Extension great work that she did mm-hmm. here. In fact, yep. I think Amy's sausage and potato soup is still a stellar sell at the Soupapalooza event here, Brian, each and every year. So how's Amy doing?
Amy's doing great. She's working for the Kansas Department of Agriculture as a plant protection specialist, which is a really fancy term for she's an inspector that goes out, inspects greenhouses, and inspects different farms looking for, insects and virus infections and things like that. As things get transferred and shipped across state lines, she plays a pretty crucial role in that. So she's doing great and really able to tap into her talents with what her training's been in and her love for plants and horticulture. So she's doing well, and our two girls are doing well. It's unbelievable that we've actually got one that's getting ready to go off to college next year.
Oh, my goodness.
Which doesn't even seem possible.
Wow.
So, yep.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate the time, Brian. Congratulations on your appointments, and keep up the great work.
I appreciate it, guys. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. You bet.
Kansas Association of School Boards Executive Director, Brian Jordan, joining us on our Newsmaker 2. Doing well.
Doing well.
Great work.
Yeah, absolutely. And tomorrow, part of our morning show will involve USD 253 Emporia Board President Arcaturas, who's talking about his tenure as Kansas Association of School Boards President-elect. That'll be the Newsmaker 3 coming up at 8:40 tomorrow. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be Art Center Director Don Young as we discuss art gifts and also the current schedule for classes and performing arts. And don't forget, here in a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by Emporia High Assistant Wrestling Coach Dusty Spaulding talking tacos for the big taco feed coming up here tonight.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th in Emporia. Call Craig at 620-208-6777. CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. It's 8:42. Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer